The Holy Gospel according to John, the third chapter. Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him,
Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher from God, for no one can do these signs that you do without the presence of God.
And Jesus answered him,
Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born again.
Nicodemus said to him,
How can someone be born again when they are old? Do they go into the womb of their mother for a second time to be born again?
And he answered,
Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of the water and the Spirit. What is born of flesh is flesh, and what is born of spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said unto you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with the Spirit and everyone born of it.
Nicodemus said to him,
How can these things be?
And he answered,
Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know and what we have seen, and yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you of earthly things and you do not believe, how can I tell you of heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who has descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted, that whoever believeth in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him might not perish, but have eternal life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, O Christ.
Well, before we get too far into the Gospel reading for today, I thought it might be appropriate to take just a moment and kind of introduce myself to you. Because if you've been paying attention, you probably know that I'm David Bowser. I'm the new associate pastor here at Lord of Life. And if you've really been paying attention, you might know that I'm coming from South Carolina. And if you've really been doing your homework, you might even know that I was born and raised in Ohio. But beyond that, we don't know a whole lot about each other. And so if you'll permit me, I'd like to take just a moment of show and tell so that we can get to know each other a little better. See, I'm the youngest of three. This is my family when I was about 2.5 years old. I'm not sure why we were such big fans of Cheerios, but we were. Now, I'm the youngest of three. My brother is the oldest. That's PJ. He's about 6 years older than me. Kim is the middle child, the forgotten middle child, as she would have me say. And I, of course, am the youngest, which we all know is Mom and Dad's favorite, right? So we grew up in the same house that my parents still live in today. It's about a mile away from the church that we grew up, where my parents still attend back in Kettering, Ohio. And so that's where I was baptized. It's where I went to Sunday school. It's where I went through confirmation, went through high school, where I left for college, where I decided to go to seminary. And eventually, it's where I was ordained. And so just a couple years ago, this is now what my family looks like. You can see we've gotten a little bigger since that first picture. I've added a sister-in-law that's married to my brother. I have a brother-in-law-to-be who managed to sneak his way out of this family picture. And then, of course, I have my lovely wife, Amanda, who I met as a camp counselor several years back. Now, Amanda and I have started our own family. We've got this lovely cat. His name is Rhapsody. He is in a perpetual state of being angry at me, as he is so clearly demonstrating for you there. And then, of course, about 18 months ago, we added this joy of my life, Sophia. And so now our family looks a little bit more like this. Yeah, she's pretty cute, isn't she? That pastor's not much to look at, but the baby's pretty great. Yeah. Now, aside from my family history, you're probably wondering, what brings me here? What drives someone to leave Ohio to go to South Carolina, to leave South Carolina to come to the Woodlands, Texas? What on earth am I doing here? Now, I could give you all sorts of platitudes about the energy and the enthusiasm of the call committee, that they're just so convincing that this was the right place for me, or the wonderful things that people in the community around Lord of Life had to say about this congregation. Or I could talk to you about the energy and the passion of the staff that I'm getting to work with and how excited I am for that. And all of that would be true. But frankly, the answer is much simpler than all of that. Harder to believe, perhaps, but simpler. The fact of the matter is, I believe that God has called me to this place. And for me, it's a call that started in my baptism back at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Kettering, Ohio, a little over 30 years ago. That one-time event where God reached down in the water, washed me, made me new, claimed me as God's child, and said, "David, I am with you forever." That is why I stand here before you today. And it's interesting because Jesus has some pretty unique things to say to us about baptism today, or at least things that we interpret to be about baptism, right? You know, the first thing that we hear Jesus say is, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above. And then he follows it up by saying, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. Mind you, no one asked Jesus how to see or enter the kingdom of God. That's just Jesus' response. Right? Nicodemus comes in and gives Jesus this very generous response of, you know, we know you must be a teacher from God because no one can do this stuff apart from God. And Jesus has his own little conversation over here where he's completely ignoring what Nicodemus is talking about and says, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above. Now, for us, we probably understand why Nicodemus is a little bit confused by Jesus' response. But for many of us, we might also be hearing this language, being born from above, or even as our actors did put it this morning, being born again. And we kind of get our feathers ruffled up, right? And maybe even the hairs on the back of our neck start to stand up a little bit, because we may have had some pretty weird experiences with people who tell us we have to be born again. Maybe you've had the experience where you were told your baptism as an infant didn't count because you didn't choose it for yourself. Maybe you've been told not to baptize a grandchild or an infant of your own because that child needed to grow up and make this choice, and that's the only way that baptism would work. Or maybe, even like me, you had this experience where you were in college and you thought about joining a new church, and they told you you had to be rebaptized to make sure you were really born again, you know, just in case the first one didn't take. That's a quote, by the way. So we have all these kind of weird experiences with this idea of being born again, and then all of a sudden Jesus, it seems, this one that we believe is so present in our baptism, seems to be telling us this very thing, that we need to be born again. Now don't worry, I don't have an intention to tell any of us that we need to be rebaptized. But I do think that Jesus is giving us an opportunity to experience an important lesson that distinguishes between baptism and being born again. See, baptism is that one-time event, right, where God reaches down in the midst of the gathered community to say, this is the one who I claim as my child, to demonstrate that saving grace of Jesus to the entire community. Every time we wash the child in the water or we wash the adult in the water, we're reminded of that presence in our own lives. But being born again is a daily occurrence. It would be more appropriate to say that we are being born again and again and again and again. In fact, Martin Luther even wrote in our catechism that we're digging through in our Free Indeed devotional, when we get to April, I know it seems like it's a long way off, but when we get to the baptism section in April, we're going to hear that Martin Luther said this about baptism. He says that in baptism, the old person in us with all sins is to be drowned daily through sorrow for sin and through repentance. And on the other hand, daily, a new person is to come forth to rise and live before God. daily a new person rises to live before God. We're not called to simply be the same now and forever and for always. We are called to daily be washed into a new person. So that when we come to this water, like we did this morning, right? And we dip our hand in the water, when we remember the way that God's love washed over us in our baptism. And we remember that washing every time we wash our face, every time we wash our hands for lunch, every time we walk past the creek or walk past a lake, or every time we stand in the rain and play in the puddles, every time we have water across our lives, we remember this baptism. And then we remember that God isn't finished with us yet. That God's saving work in our lives did not stop at baptism. But God continues to work in us and through us to make us and remake us, to mold us and remold us into the loving, generous, kind, caring, considerate people of God, followers of Jesus that we were called to be in our baptism. So my coming here among you, my standing before you today, is the next step in my own being born again. And during this season of Lent, we all get to take a moment to ask this question: where is God calling me to be born again? To be born from above, to be born of water and spirit? Is it in how I act with my family? Is it in how I think about my job or how I treat my coworkers? Is it in how I think about my money or how I give to the church? Is it in how I interact with other drivers on the highway or strangers that I'm meeting for the first time? How is God calling me to be born again? To be made new in God's image, remembering that we have been washed in the water once and forever. This is the question that faces us throughout the Lenten season and throughout our lives as followers of Jesus. Because God is not done with us yet. We've been baptized once and forever so that God can constantly make and remake us, mold and remold us, so that we can enter, so that we can see, so that we can share the kingdom of God. God loves each of you, and I do too. Amen.